This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the third hour of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
All right, so coming up here, Daryl, you've got a story about a man who was shot in his own junk. By himself.
Yes.
While attempting to rob a hot dog vendor.
Yes.
In which city?
In Chicago, Illinois.
All right.
And judge denied him bond. Tyrion Pouncey has been charged with 2 counts of armed robbery, stemming from an alleged robbery that happened Tuesday morning at Maxwell Street Express. Police said the 19-year-old suspect held a gun up to 2 employees and robbed them of their cell phones, wallets, and cash.
Jeez.
At one point, Pouncey allegedly pressed a .38-caliber pistol to the head of a 39-year-old worker who had been passing a bucket filled with grease over the counter. Bucket filled with grease comes into play here.
Okay.
The victim told his co-worker to hand over the cash over the register. When the 2 employees gave Pouncey their wallets and stack of singles, the grease bucket was tipped over, causing the money to go flying. Assistant Cook County State Attorney Aaron Antionetti told the court that Pouncey allegedly bent over to collect the cash and then shifted the gun in his waistband while running away from the restaurant. At this point, he pulled the trigger, fired a bullet that struck him in his penis. The 39-year-old victim then wrestled briefly with Pouncey before he staggered away from the restaurant. Pouncey, that's the guy...
I hope there's video of this.
That robbed the store
right. And
shot himself in his wiener.
Yeah.
He then calls 911 from the steps of the house across the street from the place that he had robbed to report that he had been shot. He was taken to a nearby hospital to be treated for his injuries before he was arrested. Police said surveillance cameras captured the video and audio of the robbery.
No, really?
And showed Pouncey struggling across the street. Police recovered the wallets he allegedly stole, as well as the .38-caliber pistol. They said his blood-stained boxers had a particular pattern that matched underwear seen in the surveillance video when he bent over to collect the money. Because of his injuries, he was unable to appear in court for his bond hearing Thursday morning, and the judge ordered him held without bail pending a hearing on Tuesday.
Well, I don't see the video. Do you see the video? I don't see video.
I don't see video, but they say that
there's video. It exists. It's just
and
not on the internet yet.
My guess is it's, you know, being held as evidence. But, yeah, talk about, you know, adding insult to injury there.
I don't feel sorry for the guy, man.
Nor do I.
Yeah.
But
he got what he deserved.
Again,
I don't know.
Why would somebody's... passing a bucket of grease over the counter with, give me your money. Oops, I accidentally knocked the grease on you. So, you know, I don't know if the knocking the bucket of grease over was
purposeful.
It certainly sounds as though that it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, smart move on the guys that were being robbed to knock the bucket of grease onto the would-be robber.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that
Pretty funny. Us
here tonight. Of course, if you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
And we don't know if Mr. Pouncey asked for a lawyer dog or not.
Right. So, Venezuela, we were going to get into something that you had in the last hour, and then we ended up spending most of the hour talking about cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
But Daryl, for those just tuning in the first hour of the show, we had a story about Venezuela introducing the 100,000 Bolivar note, which will be the largest Bolivar to date. And, of course, that means that inflation is continuing to spiral out of control, with the government just keeps on printing, print.
Yep.
Add more zeros and print. They are just going crazy out there, and that is ravaging the economy.
And as you mentioned, they're not actually adding more zeros. They're just adding words below the number.
Because that'll fool them. And so, of course, don't forget.
100 cien mil.
And don't forget, I don't think we mentioned this before, but the Bolivar is the Bolivar Fuerte, which was already
strong Bolivar.
Right, the strong Bolivar, which replaced the original Bolivar back, 15 years ago, 10 years?
Something like that.
So in the aughts, I think, is when that happened. So they've already tried to cover up for the inflating money supply there by, well, we're just going to get rid of this old Bolivar and bring in a new Bolivar that's worth about a tenth or whatever of the old Bolivar. So anyway, now it just keeps getting worse. But that led you to do a little digging, because we haven't done a Venezuela update in a while.
Right.
Like, what are some of the headlines we've been missing? And you had a couple worth sharing.
Yeah, and again, the bulk of the articles were the headlines, where there are municipal elections coming up and a bunch of people have requested to be candidates. And, of course, it's up to the Venezuelan government to basically determine who is and is not allowed to be a candidate. And then the other one was that it's only a matter of time, something that people that have been paying attention to Venezuela for a long time have known. It's only a matter of time before they actually do default, but apparently they're asking to restructure some of their debt. But the article that I really wanted to get into was,
I wonder who's holding those debts. Is it banks, you think?
Several foreign countries were listed.
China,
I think Canada, Russia were two of them. I don't recall seeing China on the list, but that's not to say that they don't have some.
Certainly Russia has been a friend for Venezuela for a while.
But a opinion piece from Bloomberg about Venezuela's opposition hurting their own cause.
Okay.
And again, this was written,
I saw that headline a couple weeks ago. I never really got into it.
This was written right after the constituent assembly election, where, surprise, surprise, the Venezuelan government won.
Well, just for listeners that don't know, the constituent assembly had never existed before. The government, the Maduro government, formed this thing to basically cut out the opposition completely from the process of government.
Right. And
it was essentially a... It was essentially appointed by virtue of the fact that you couldn't run unless you were one of the buddies of Maduro, basically.
Right, and to say that the Maduro government created it, partly true, but there were provisions in the Venezuelan constitution to allow this to wind up happening, sort of like there are provisions in the U.S. constitution for a constitutional convention.
And they were expected
to go in.
There's
not been one since 1787, but there are provisions for one.
And they were expecting to have the constituent assembly go in and rewrite the constitution.
Correct. And also to
take
power away from the National Assembly, and surprise, surprise, that happened.
Yep.
But this opinion piece came out just a few days after that election for the Constituent Assembly. And the opening sentence here is apropos and fitting as much today as it was 2 weeks ago. Almost every day, it seems, Venezuela's crypto dictatorship manages to outdo itself. Consider the strong showing in the regional elections by the government, which has presided over the world's worst inflation rate, national food lines, and hospitals without medicine. Unbelievable, absurd, incredible, improbable, wrote Raul Stolk in a caustic column in the Caracas Chronicles, yet not impossible. Converting the outrageous into business as usual has been routine for the keepers of the Bolivarian Republic, who have clung to power even as they drove what once was considered Latin America's richest country off the rails.
Yes. It's amazing how long they've kept this thing going.
So why hasn't the country's democratic opposition been able to parlay the ruinous state of affairs into political capital and vote the bums out? Surely Maduro's foes are a fractious lot, given to bickering and one-upmanship with little clarity on what policies or innovations they will champion
should they take over.
Yet the nation's malcontents have worked hard over the last 2 years to curb their differences and answer official outrages with imprevious street protests, all the while hewing to the rule of law and countering international support from Rome to Washington.
Let's talk about, I want to hear more about why this guy thinks the opposition has been screwing up in Venezuela. The critique on the way, 855-450, free like freedom, and you can share your thoughts on anything you want here on Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word RADIO77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text RADIO77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO77 to 42424.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Live, we invite you here to dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Hey, if you're listening to Free Talk Live via podcast instead of on a radio station, and you're tuning us in via one of the podcast's popular podcast clients like iTunes, for instance, where there's a ratings system, you can leave, let's say, a star rating, or you can type out a review for us. Please take a moment to do that. If you haven't done so and you enjoy Free Talk Live, then please go ahead and leave us a rating, leave us a review if you have the time. We sure would appreciate it. It makes it so more people will see those and they'll, you know, take our show, you know, as an option that they can listen to. If other people are listening to it, it must be worth listening to, that kind of thing. So take a moment and do that for us. It makes a big difference. We certainly do appreciate it. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We've been talking about more out of Venezuela. Daryl, you've been updating us on some of the headlines. There's an opinion piece about the opposition party. So there's Maduro, the president of the country, and his socialist government there, and their supporters, which I imagine are dwindling in their numbers, given that this country is, well, in a lot of cases, very hungry. Like, literally, people are losing weight because of malnutrition and lack of food.
It's the Maduro diet. It's wonderful.
Yeah. That's how they joke about it, but they really are, like, in pretty bad way.
Yes, 75% of Venezuelans in 2016 lost at least 19 pounds.
Right, and they didn't try to.
Correct.
That's the thing. So now you've got this guy saying, well, you know, the opposition party has been screwing it up, and he's just
well, not
just
the opposition party,
but parties.
The opposition. So everybody that is opposed to Maduro's party.
All right, and he was talking about infighting, and just barely, you just begun this piece here.
Right. There's a quote from Javier Corrales, who's a political scientist at Amherst College, who says, the two most important things the opposition has achieved are unity and mobilizing people to vote.
Okay.
That dedication will be hard to maintain. Even with the popularity bleeding and the economy heading for a second year of double-digit contraction, Maduro and his loyalists have used force or artifice to neuter every opposition gain. If in recent months the government has criminalized dissent and looking the other way when paramilitary thugs cruise the streets to intimidate anti-Maduro protesters, lately its attempts to tilt the political field have grown more intricate. Witness the procedural irregularities in the most recent election.
Well, those things don't appear to be, I mean, what he just listed there are things out of the control of the opposition, right?
Yes.
The thugs he's referring to are the men who have been armed by Maduro, but they are basically a private army. They're just a bunch of gangsters, essentially, who don't even bother to wear a uniform. They're just going around and, you know, attacking people and enforcing pro-Maduro beliefs, essentially, on people. I forget what their name. There was a name for those people, and I'm forgetting what they were called at the moment. But we actually read a pretty detailed story about some of the violence they were sort of bringing to the streets.
He continues here. He says, but the opposition may have hurt itself. All vocal minority of dissidents called for voters to stay home. That may explain why voter turnout was passable at around 61%, but fell short of overwhelming the threshold you want to fuel a democratic rebellion. There were even also reports of a shortage of independent poll monitors, though that may have been because they were turned away by official minders. David Smile, a Venezuela expert at Tulane University, said information is scarce, but what's emerging is that perhaps opposition parties didn't marshal adequate witnesses at the voting tables. That would be a historic level of irresponsibility. Breaking with the opposition cries of foul play, two prominent opposition candidates conceded defeat. The official election romp hardly snookered anyone. Corrales said, most people will see the results of this election for what they are, the work of an undemocratic government. After a puzzling silence, opposition leaders called the vote a fraud, although offering no hard evidence and appropriately demanding an audit of the backup paper ballot that electronic voting machines also emit in the presence of international observers. Now, I'm going to pause here to say that I side with the opposition here. The vote was a fraud, not because I don't believe that the results were, you know, actually as they were reported, but the fact that the candidates were basically hand-selected by those in power.
Right.
And to some degree, elections in the United States are also a fraud at most levels, because you have a group of Republicans and Democrats deciding who is and is not allowed to be on the ballot.
Yep.
You have these same people deciding who their constituents are. You're supposed to have the constituents choose their representative, but the system we have with gerrymandering and, you know, politicians drawing the boundaries, you have politicians choosing their constituents, not the other way around.
Not only that, there's also the fraud of they were arresting some of the opposition candidates in Venezuela. So if you were an opposition candidate who'd stirred the pot a little too much, well, you'd find yourself with criminal charges and sitting in a prison cell. You can't run for office.
Well, there are also some of the political prisoners where part of their sentence is you were not allowed to run for office. So that's just another way that the government of Venezuela is deciding who is and is not allowed to be a candidate.
Yep.
The article.
So it doesn't matter if they count the votes accurately. The whole thing was a, you know, screw over from the get-go.
Right.
Right.
The article here continues. The larger question is what opponents to the Maduro government will do now. Doubling down on street protests, which have already claimed 125 lives, could provoke even more violence. An electoral boycott would be a gift to the government, as the opposition learned in 2005 when acolytes of then-President Hugo Chavez took control of Congress. However, by returning to the polls, the regime's opponents risk becoming Maduro's useful idiots. Smiled says whatever the strategy, it's going to be a hard sell to get out the vote again.
Mm-hmm.
For now, look for soul-searching and probably some recrimination in the opposition camp. Oliver Stungel, a scholar of international relations at Getulio Vargas Foundation in Sao Paulo, Brazil, said there's going to be a backlash among those who favored participation in the elections and more political division among opposition forces. I think people underestimate Maduro's ability to hang on.
He is like a tick, man. I mean, he has dug in there despite how bad things have gotten. You know, the people have yet to actually, you know, firebomb his offices and
probably because they can't wind up affording the things needed to make a firebomb.
Whatever happened to that action movie star, that like former cop who flew a helicopter and literally threw grenades at the Supreme Court building and then flew off? You don't remember hearing that story? It was like over the summertime.
When was this?
It was in Venezuela this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's like an action movie star who literally got a helicopter. And, of course, the theory is that he's actually working for the government. There's a bunch of like conspiracy theories swirling around this guy.
Huh.
But, you know, if you believe the story, he actually threw grenades at the Supreme Court building and like shot at people down there. So, like, he was against the...
I'm surprised there's not more violence going on, actually.
Yeah. He supposedly was against the government, and then he ran in a helicopter. Anyway, more coming up here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, if you support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by going and shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You go there and you can enter into places like Walmart, and when you do that, Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. So use those links over at shop.freetalklive.com, especially as we get into the holiday shopping season, which is going to be kicking off in high gear here very, very soon, if not already. So once again, save yourself the time and the hassle of actually going to the store and just get it all done right there from your computer at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Sarah in Albuquerque, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I was told that President Trump is going to cut the birth control funding of New Mexico. So what that means is that we're going to have 10,000 more unwanted poor children running around. And New Mexico, we're number one with most poor and starving children in the nation right now.
Hmm. Okay.
So
what's your solution?
What is the solution?
Yeah.
Why did he We need to impeach President Trump because...
That's not going to do
anything. Hold on. What is the impeachable offense?
Well, the thing is that he gave $50 billion towards war spending, and he cut...
Not an impeachable offense, unfortunately.
I mean, none of us are in favor of war here on Free Talk Live. I'd just like to be clear. We are anti-war pretty much every time. But in order to be
eligible to be impeached, the president or member of Congress or other official needs to have committed high crimes or misdemeanors.
Which that doesn't count.
Right. So spending money or not spending money is neither a high crime nor a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
What's the impeachable offense that Donald Trump has committed?
Well, you know what? He might cut me off of Social Security. I'm going to
have to. Also not a high crime and misdemeanor.
Sarah's going to lose her welfare. Look, as far as birth control is concerned, I support it. I support birth control. I use it on myself.
I don't support government funding of it.
Exactly. I don't support forcing people to pay for birth control that they may not support. There are some people out there who have a religious belief against birth control, and those people should not be forced to fund the birth control of other people. Now, it may be a good idea to voluntarily fund birth control for other people, especially if you want to control the number of unwanted children that come out of various different women around the world and the country. So that's what I would recommend, Sarah, is that if you feel like birth control is no longer going to be government funded or it's been cut, then it's time to start donating to Planned Parenthood. It's time to start, put together some sort of a campaign to raise money independent of the government. Because the thing is, the government can only have what it takes from people by force in the first place. So whether it's through the inflation process, which we talked about earlier in the show tonight, where they print money from thin air and devalue the money that we currently have, or it's through just straight up taking through taxation, coercive, confiscatory taking.
Right, and something else that would go a long way to making birth control. And, yes, I realize that the pill is not the only form of birth control, but it's what most people think of when they think of birth control. Something that would go a long way to making that a lot more affordable is no longer requiring a doctor's prescription for women obtain it.
There you go.
Because right now, because it's a prescription thing, right. You have to go see a doctor, and you have to go see them every so often, and you have to keep getting new prescriptions.
So that chokes off the supply.
Well, not only that, but because you have to have the prescription. It raises the price artificially because they know,
$100 extra just because you got to go see the doctor.
We know that most of the people that are coming to get this have insurance, and the insurance companies, they don't care. They'll just pay, we're paying you 60% of whatever you bill people, and because the pharmacist and everybody else wants to wind up making sure that their costs are covered, they just jack up the price. And because there's a law that says that you have to bill everybody the same, whether they have insurance or not, the people without insurance are paying more, the people with insurance are paying more, and everybody loses. So make it to where anybody can just walk into CVS, to Walgreens, to Rite Aid, to Walmart,
get a depot shot.
Or just buy the pills over the counter.
Depot's easier, though, because you only have to do it like once every 3 months.
But I just want to say we passed that here in the rural parts of New Mexico where there is no doctors. There is so much doctors, it's impossible. We just passed that law where the CVS will talk to a health specialist, ask you that you're make sure that you're not pregnant. And then you could buy the birth control at CVS and pharmacy right now.
That's good news.
That's exactly what you guys are talking about. So,
that's what we need. We need to get the government out of things. See, that's what makes things better in the marketplace, Sarah, is when people are free to compete, when people are free to donate to the things they want to donate to, and the government doesn't get in and say, everybody's got to pay for this or everybody's got to pay for that, because there's probably some things that, let's say, the people who don't like you, Sarah, like let's say the conservatives or whatever, there's probably some things that you wouldn't like to pay for that conservatives like to do, like go to war, for instance. So, you're against war.
Correct.
Doesn't that make sense then that, if you don't want to be forced to pay for war, then you shouldn't want to force other people to pay for things that you like? Does that make sense?
Well, you know what? I prefer that it's not like a force. It's something that we need. We already have starving children in Mexico. So birth control is not a forcing somebody. It's
no,
like
see, see, you're missing the point. I'm talking about forcing people to pay for it. So again, there's nothing.
She doesn't see it as force, though.
I understand that she doesn't see it that way, and we've tried to explain this to you on multitudes of occasions, Sarah.
Basically, every time she calls in.
No, no, not quite every time.
It's at least coercion.
You don't go to war, you're still forced to pay for it. You understand that, right?
Right. We were forced to pay $50 billion more thanks to President Trump as opposed to Obama. Or
the same money is also being sent over to pay for birth control, and that is also force that is behind the tax dollars that are being
taken.
And
that little choo-choo thing that you keep talking about.
Right. There might be a little bit of a separation between us and Sarah because
she's a communist.
Well, no, because I'm not revealing anything that hasn't already been talked about before on air here.
You might be too new listener, but yeah,
you don't ahead. Have you are on welfare, correct, Sarah?
Well, I'm on disability, and then he might
okay.
Throw me
so
off
the government,
of
the government is giving you money, right? So other people have to actually give or have to that money is being taken from other people, right? It's not just like magically created out of thin air.
Well, it could be. They could be printing it at the printing press.
But then it's still taking it out of the people who've gone out there in the workforce and, you know,
right,
worked for and created something of value.
Are you going to need Medicaid and Social Security when you get old? Are you going to take advantage of the system when
probably
you need
because
it?
Probably because... I probably will because the government's taken the money from you already and now I don't have the money to throw into a retirement account.
Well, that's correct. I used to work for a whole year before I went up in a mental hospital.
A whole year?
Scholarship money.
Wow, I didn't know that you'd actually worked. I thought you had no work history whatsoever. What was your job?
No, I worked for about 2 years before I went up in a mental hospital. So
two
I
years.
Paid in, and you took advantage of the scholarship. You know what I mean? You.
Sarah's never going to let me live that down.
What? They, you just got most money for no reason? They just
I paid, by the way. I paid
out.
Into the tax system. By that point,
because
I was working, at age
16
legally at a job. When did you get your job, Sarah?
I think when I was 16.
So about the same time. So you worked for 2 years. You went to a mental hospital, and then you never worked again a day in your life, right?
Well, don't you think I'm working now, calling in and bringing up these issues?
No, you're having fun.
This is not work.
You're having fun. You're calling talk radio. Nobody's paying you to do this. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Although, you know, Sarah could work because every night she calls at the same exact time. So, like, they say 80% of success is showing up on time.
Yep.
Yeah,
she
sure.
calls before 9:30 Eastern time every single night. So one thing's for sure, she has what it takes to get a job, but she don't want to. She's on welfare. Why bother? It's Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorize them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live here. You can join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for advertise, market, and promote. And that is a way for you to get behind Free Talk Live, to help support the show, help get us on more radio stations around the country. We've got over 160 great stations on AM and FM across the United States. That we can have more of. I mean, there's hundreds more in theory that we could add, but it does take money to market the show effectively, and that's one of the things we can do with the AMP dollars that you contribute. We're trying to hit a goal of $3,000 per month. We've got some new perks that we've put up there within the last few months to try to sweeten the deal by doing some uncensored after shows for the amplifiers. Once we hit 3,000, we'll do one of them. Then we got some more at some further milestones past that. But 3,000 is our immediate goal. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can help us out there with $5 a month via PayPal, via credit card, via Bitcoin. It is your choice, and you get some cool perks like access to the AMP Only Facebook group, which has been really busy recently, and then also some other AMP perks like the AMP Only podcast, AMP Only call-in lines, and more. Get all the details over at AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. What you chuckling about? Can you say?
The other day, I listened to some of the... I think it was about marriage, was it, Daryl? Some of the...
Was this last night on the show?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
Heather was advocating people go to prison if they broke a marriage contract?
Are unfaithful in a marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
it's ridiculous.
Contract law.
This is why it was so busy.
Yeah.
But the question wasn't about contract law. It was about criminal law. Those are two completely different things.
Yeah, that was a long discussion you guys had last night, and it was interesting, too.
And it's been a really long discussion on Facebook I've not paid attention to most of it, but I know it's there.
Yeah, they're definitely talking.
I usually go and listen to like little clips of Free Talk Live from like the night before. So yeah, it was quite interesting.
Yeah, I was sitting in here for a lot of it, and it was very interesting. You can check that out anytime you want. Just go grab the archive from last night over at freetalklive.com, because our archives go back for like more than a decade at this point. So, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Here's a headline that we're probably going to be talking more about tomorrow night, because tomorrow is the 4th of November, and there's supposedly going to be some protests that are happening. We reported on this a few
weeks ago. It's about time that people protested changing the clocks.
No, sorry, that's not it. Is that happening this weekend or something?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that's a whole other issue. We'll probably talk about that like Monday or Sunday or something like that. But right now,
so there's not an anti-DST protest?
No, I mean, maybe there is somewhere, okay. But not that I know of. What is going to be happening, though, we mentioned this a few weeks ago when we caught wind of it, is a group called Refuse Fascism is now going to be launching protests around the country. And when we actually read the Refuse Fascism website, which is refusefascism.org, they were talking about these being ongoing, meaning that they wanted to kind of like, you know, Occupy back in 2011 where they started and they camped out and they like kept going for quite a while. That's what seems to be what their intention is here. But the right wing is responding to this by calling it a plan for civil war. So they are making these what are supposed to be peaceful protests out to be literal attacks against their way of life. A good story here from the Washington Post. For anyone logging on to the far right corners of the internet, this coming Saturday is not just another autumn weekend, but the potential start date of an apocalyptic showdown. InfoWars has warned, quote, Antifa plans civil war to overthrow the government, unquote. The John Birch Society put out two recent videos warning Americans to, quote, stay home and tell your children to do likewise, unquote, on Saturday. A YouTuber named A Glock Fanboy notched more than 400,000 views for a clip raising the alarm about, quote, the first day of the revolution or whatnot, unquote. Honestly, I'm happy.
I vote for the or whatnot.
The YouTuber told his followers, dude, we've been on the verge of the Great War for what seems like forever, and I'm just ready to get it going, unquote. While November 4th has become a rallying point on the conservative landscape, complete with a hashtag CivilWar2017, down on the other far end of the political spectrum, the reality is equally significant. The left-leaning group Refuse Fascism is planning rallies across the country on Saturday, the first step in a large-scale, long-game demonstration that organizers hope will achieve nothing less than the unseating of the Trump administration. Andy Z, one of the group's organizers, told the Washington Post, quote, we formed this organization around two main points. One is that the nightmare must end. And second, in the name of humanity, we must refuse to accept a fascist America. Now, let me tell you, I would love to see Donald Trump disappear, but I would also like the rest of the federal government to go ahead and disappear with him.
Right.
All at the same time.
Because if we wind up getting rid of President Donald Trump,
yeah.
We've got three scary words. President Mike Pence.
Yeah.
The man that is, you know, like a human version of Cotton Hill.
Right. And, you know, even if you got rid of Pence, then there'd be some other a-hole that would take his place. Whoever the speaker is, right?
Isn't that
the
House Speaker? Would that be Paul Ryan,
is
I think?
Is he the House Speaker?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be him then. And then there'd be some other a-hole. I mean, it's just, it doesn't matter. The nightmare is going to continue. Whether or not Donald Trump is in office, you can guarantee that even if Hillary Clinton were to step in, the nightmare would continue. Because the nightmare is not one man. The nightmare is the entire artifice, the entire structure of the idea of the state. That is what is doing, that is the problem.
But you know, can't here. We just vote the bums out?
Well, no.
I've been hearing people say that for like 20 years. Just vote the bums out.
If voting solved anything, they'd make it illegal, like they did down in, was it Venezuela? No, not Venezuela. Anyway, we formed this organization around two main points, he said. Okay, going on. Z maintains that Refuse Fascism is committed to nonviolent protest and scoffs at the ideas floating through the far right of Antifa super soldiers waging war on mainstream society. If anything, the jarring disconnect over November 4th shows how easily facts are eaten alive by social media and regurgitated as conspiracy theory. The possible violence coloring that disconnect illustrates how truly ideologically isolated the two sides are from one another. Z said, Quote, it's absurd. Calling for a civil war? Pick a date for a civil war? Honestly, what do you say to this? Unquote. Now, his group does have big plans for the weekend and beyond. He says that the group's organizing demonstrations on Saturday in more than a dozen locations, including New York, L.A., Seattle, and San Francisco, and the full list is on their website at refusefascism.org. Tapping the same kind of energy unleashed in the Occupy Wall Street movement and Women's March, Refuse Fascism hopes to spark regular protests against the administration, daily actions that will snowball until every day, he says, there are thousands of people protesting, creating a political crisis in the country within international repercussions, and where do you get a reaction from those in power, and where you do get a reaction from those in power that they have something, or that they have to do something about it. Okay, so I don't remember the last time that happened in America, where there was, like, anything done about any large-scale protests. I mean, Occupy certainly was the most recent, memorable, large-scale protest in the United States. And the only thing that happened with Occupy was a bunch of politicians came in, got in front of the parade, and acted like they were always there with Occupy and got them to support their re-election campaigns.
Well, and then there was the Sergeant Pepper, well, whatever his name was, the guy that, you know, pepper sprayed all the students.
College students.
He wound up having to, well, he didn't have to pay, but the police department there wound up having to pay. But then he wound up getting some kind of big compensation thing because he suffered, trauma from all of the negative backlash online.
Yeah, well, that's hardly, I mean, that's nothing, right? Like, what you're talking about there is one little incident of a cop, you know, pepper spraying people and being somewhat held accountable for it. That has nothing to do with what this vision is that this guy has, where it's going to snowball into thousands of people protesting every single day, which would create a political crisis with international repercussions. I mean, even with Occupy, you didn't have a political crisis created with international repercussions. It was just hanging out.
Even if, you know, the claim is, Are they trying to get the right wing? I'm confused. They're trying to get the right wingers to protest or the left wingers?
No. So tomorrow, Refuse Fascism, which is the left wingers.
Right.
They're going out. They're going to protest in like 18 cities.
Right. But the right wingers are saying that they're starting a civil war.
So the right wingers are saying
the
left wingers
are joining in a protest to civil war the left wingers?
No, it sounds like the right wingers are claiming that the left wingers are going to start a civil war.
The left wingers that don't like the idea of guns or starting a civil war with
the suggestion
tiki
is,
torches. Oh, wait, no, it's the right-wingers that carry tiki torches. I'm so confused. What weapons are they using here?
The suggestion is if you want to protect your family, keep them indoors, but if you want to fight the civil war, you go out to where the Refuse Fascism people are. So we may see.
I'm going
to
go run in a circle for 6 hours tomorrow.
I don't think there's going to be anything happening in Keene, so it's probably not
going to
be.
I'm not going to be in Keene. I'm going to be an hour east.
I don't think it's going to be there.
Running
either.
In a circle for 6 hours.
Manchester is not on the
list. That's basically what these people are doing, only they're doing it for some other purpose than to just run a bunch.
We'll see what happens. Tomorrow's supposedly the big day, and then tomorrow you can join us online. In the meantime, between now and then, over at freetalklive.com. Have a great night.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.